Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 125. I'm here in person with my brother, Rylan.
Yep, but you won't get to actually see us in person because Ashton's too lazy to record and upload it to YouTube. So.
It takes too long.
Yeah.
All right, let's just go ahead and get started. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Discord.
Make sure to join our Discord. We say this every episode. At the beginning of every episode, starting, you know, a few episodes ago. But, join our Discord, please. Thank you.
All right. So, I know Rylan's been waiting for this for a long time since game released. So, Spider-Man 2 is finally heading to PC in January 2025.
I can't wait because, you know, I don't want PS5. Right. I could get one, but I don't want to get one yet.
PC's better.
Now, obviously, I'm going to get a PS5 eventually. Yeah.
I might get one for collector's purposes, but that'll be when it's cheap.
$200.
Yeah.
But I got here, Insomniac Games and Nixes has confirmed that Spider-Man 2 is coming to PC on January 30th of next year, around 1 year and 3 months after the game's PlayStation 5 launch. On PC, the game will, you know, be on Steam and Epic Game Store, will arrive with all the game's, you know, free post-launch update content. Unfortunately, Sony will be sticking with their PlayStation Network PSN login requirements, so you have to have a, you know, PlayStation account to be able to, you know, play the game.
Right, which is dumb in my opinion.
Yeah.
Especially if it's on PC, like, why do you have to have a PlayStation account?
Really dumb.
And plus, they'll ban you anyway for no reason like they did Rylan.
Yeah, my account I had for 6 years, it's gone.
Just because Sony felt like it. We did go over that a long time ago. That
bans were happening for accounts
that didn't deserve it, but there was no way to get them back.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you could probably email Sony somehow. I don't know.
But even then, like, I remember reading the article, like, even people were emailing them and they were saying they can't help them. Like, they're just banned for no reason.
They were the one that banned the thing.
Yeah, but they don't even know why they're getting banned, I guess.
But yeah, so that means, you know, PC gamers are going to have to need a PlayStation account to play, you know, Spider-Man 2. So here, this is annoying for owners or any recent PC PlayStation releases who already have PSN account. So if you have a PSN account, just log into your account. But you're obviously going to have to make a new one if you don't have a type of PlayStation account, like, say, Xbox gamers.
Right, like, I have one, but I don't really play much on PlayStation. I don't even remember why I created one, but I did a long time ago. I think it was actually to play, like, I don't know if you remember when Carter had a PS3 for a short period of time when he lived in Beckley. I think it was because I created one then.
And he sold it.
Yeah. He didn't have it very long and then he sold it, but I think in that short period of time that he had one, that's when I made my typical Armory 987 PSN account.
And Armory 97's on every point.
It is. Especially YouTube, you should go check it out. He makes the best emulation videos.
Nintendo might go after him.
No, Nintendo ain't got it.
They ain't got it. They're too scared.
Yeah.
But yeah, people are annoyed though that you have to do this because it's a single player game. I get like if it's a multiplayer game, it's Sony's property.
Right, like Helldivers 2. It's online. Like, I get that.
Yeah, because you know, they had to do that for Helldivers.
God of War Ragnarok, they had to do it on there. And yeah, it's a single player game. Like, but other single player PlayStation games on PC, you don't have to. Like The Last of Us, you don't. Spider-Man Remastered, you don't. Miles Morales, you don't.
Yeah.
Other ones, you don't. Like Ratchet and Clank, even. For some reason, you don't have to.
This one, you need that.
Ragnarok, Helldivers, and Spider-Man 2 coming to PC. You will have to have a PSN account.
Why would you need it for Spider-Man 2 or God of War?
You wouldn't need it. You don't.
There's no point in it, really. But I got here, Insomniac Games and Nixes, they have not revealed the PC features or system requirements for the new Spider-Man entry. Maybe I can run in this on my trash piece.
pretty wash. I'd still save for your new PC if that was you.
Yeah. However, we can guess that the game will support FSR 3.1, DLSS 3, and other standard PC features. We expect nothing less than the same PC feature set as Sony prior to Spider-Man and PC releases. Now, after all three games are coming from the same developer.
Right.
So, yeah, that's really all I have on that, besides, you know, I mean, out the 30th of, you know,
January
2025.
I have a few extra things here. Okay. It says, obviously, it'll release on Steam and the Epic Game Store on January 30th, 2025, like Ryland said.
Yeah.
It says the PC version will feature all updates made to the game since launch, including New Game Plus. It'll also have all 12 added suits, including styles for the symbiote suit.
The symbiote suit in the game looks nice, like all the like highlights and stuff.
Yeah.
Reflections, how the light reflects off of it.
That's pretty cool. And then it says a new photo mode features like action figure mode. Just like the PlayStation 5 version, players will have the choice between two editions, a standard that comes with the base game and all the updates, and the digital deluxe that comes with everything in the standard edition, along with exclusive suits, early unlocks, and additional photo mode features.
Yeah.
It'll also come with a suite of enhanced features such as improved ray tracing.
Who doesn't like ray tracing?
Yeah. So the next topic, Sonic X Shadow Generations leaks on Switch. And the time of recording, this officially releases everywhere tomorrow. But it leaked early on Switch like 2 days ago.
To this, it's most likely this day or, you know, obviously later.
Yeah.
But
it's been out for a couple days on Switch time of recording. And the game officially doesn't release until tomorrow. So.
Yeah. It sucks for Nintendo. They can't.
You know what else releases tomorrow? Black Ops 6.
Well, yeah.
Can't wait
for that.
I'm excited.
But I got here. Yet another game has been leaked, and while it's a game coming to Switch, not made by Nintendo.
Right.
Made by Sega.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, Sega has been the target of the latest leak, as Sonic X Shadow Generations has been the target of software pirates. The game has indeed been ripped and made its way online, and that means, you know, there are spoilers floating around everywhere. Obviously.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any, but I haven't been looking.
Like, I haven't been on Reddit or searching online for them either. Like, I found the ROM. I haven't downloaded it, but I did find it online. Like, it's on there.
Yeah, you can get it. Like, but I'm kind of glad, because I want to see, like, I want to wait and see what this game looks like. Right.
Yeah, it's just a remake of Sonic Generations, but yeah,
it's gonna have better graphics.
Shadow in it.
Yeah. But
who doesn't like Shadow? He's the goat.
He's actually a hedgehog. Sonic movie too.
Oh yeah, it comes out December.
He's the hedgehog, actually. Yeah.
Right, LeBron's the goat. I forgot.
But you know, with the game's launch on October 25th, today.
Today, tomorrow. Today's the 24th. I'm recording.
Black Ops 6 comes out tomorrow as well.
Right.
I should say that. this leak happening just days before the game's official launch stings that much more. We won't be sharing any details, yada yada yada, on the leaks. So yeah, we're not going to say any details because, you know.
Right.
And obviously you guys will be able to play it tomorrow, so.
Yeah, I mean, on everything, including Switch. But, I mean, honestly, I was going to pick it up on PC. I was going to get it on Steam.
Session, he does gaming.
Yeah. Happy I can actually say that, you know. For a long time, I wasn't able to say that. PC gaming, like, I was against it for a long time. I was like, oh, they're a bunch of tryhards, a bunch of cheaters. But once you start playing PC, like, you can't go back, dude.
You don't
think
it at all. You don't think, like...
Because you can get every single game that comes out, almost. And you can play other consoles games, too. Like, PlayStation brings theirs to PC, like we just talked about last topic. And then Xbox brings theirs almost day one.
You can get Nintendo games with emulation. Right. Stuff. But still, that's simple to do. And
yeah, as long as you can pay for the game, then it's not illegal to emulate.
Yeah.
All right. Is that all you got for it? All right. Moving on. I know you guys like our emulation handheld topics, so I thought I'd throw this one in there for you guys.
Yeah.
Valve talks Steam Deck 2.
Obviously, Steam Deck's one of the most talked
It's what
about.
Started, really, the whole handheld emulation.
Once the Steam Deck came out, you know, people were like, gaming. Oh, wait, we can make, like, certain...
Handheld PC, I should say, not emulation. Handheld PCs.
Yeah. Even though, the Steam Deck, obviously, is only for Steam.
Right,
you
Steam
can't even
OS.
Play all games on the Steam right. Deck, which is sucky, but I kind of get it.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, it is what it is, you know. Yeah. I prefer the Ally myself because it has Windows and it's more compatible with more games, but a lot of people prefer the Steam Deck. So, I mean, whatever you prefer, you do.
I think the Ally is more on it.
Right.
Because you can.
Because you're not limited to just Steam games on it. You can download other things like the Epic Game Store. You can download emulators and stuff, which you can on Steam Deck too, but you know what I mean? It's just, it's Linux based. It's not Windows.
Steam Deck 2.
Yeah. It's a Steam Deck 2.
But it says here, Steam Deck 2 officially confirmed by Valve, but you'll... Apparently, it's going to be a while, obviously. Because then a Steam Deck that come out here.
Like 3-4 years ago?
20?
Something like that, yeah.
I remember. I think
launched in 2022. I have it here in my notes.
It's only been out 2-3 years almost.
I thought it's been longer than that, but it just says it launched in 2022.
But it says here, Valve has provided some insights into its plans for the eventual successor of the Steam Deck. The hugely popular handheld gaming device received a mid-cycle refresh last year in the form of the Steam Deck OLED, which obviously has a bigger screen and stuff, like, you know. But what Switch did, the Rogue Ally X, is basically kind of an old version, too, isn't it?
I think it has the same screen.
But it's just more powerful.
It's just more powerful and has 2 times the battery life.
I was thinking
Right. Yeah, the Odin portal we talked about last episode. Or last week. I don't remember if it was last episode or not. Last week.
We were just talking about the Atlas. I was like...
Yeah, it was the Odin portal we announced.
Yeah. But it appears that Valve is now fully focused on, you know, the development of its successor, launched in 2022, as Ashton said. But the Steam Deck, you know, has been instrumental in... We're actually using paper.
Yeah, smart person.
Yeah.
I like it.
So, you know, it's kickstarting the gaming handheld scene. Yeah, that's what the Steam Deck's known for.
Yeah, it definitely started all that. Without it,
then after
we wouldn't even have the Ally, probably.
Because they wouldn't have thought of it.
Right.
They wouldn't have. Which is, I think it's really cool how you, the Ally and Windows.
Yeah, I think Windows is a better operating system. Don't get me wrong, I like Steam OS. I've downloaded it on a laptop before. Like, it's good. Like, it's just Linux-based, though, and I'm not used to Linux.
It's also Linux.
Right.
Unlike Windows, everything.
Pretty much, because everything's made for Windows, basically.
That's why you can't really play games on Mac or anything like that, because everything's
You're able to more now than you ever have, but yeah, not every single game's Mac compatible.
Yeah.
Almost every single game is Windows compatible.
Yeah, but it says here, over 1 million units of the Steam Deck were shipped to customers within a year of release, What?
Yeah.
And that number has no doubt grown since then. As you know, so has the number of competitors from Asus, MSI, Lenovo, and more. We've obviously talked about every single one of those on this podcast. Kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, there's so many.
There's even more. Like, I just said the main ones, and there's even more.
Right. Yeah, there's Aoneo, which we talked about a little bit last week. They have several PC handhelds.
But it says here, last year, you know, here's a OLED revision of the Steam Deck brought forth a, you know, Beverly upgrades to freshen up the Valve system. So it freshened up everything, just made it more smooth and stuff like that.
Right.
Like that. But, you know, people have been wondering, you know, when's the next Steam Deck admin?
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If you want to know, next Deck's going to be like what competitors also are going to make a different type of console.
I'd say within the next year or two, I'd say Asus will have a successor to the ROG Allies. It'll be an ROG Ally 2 probably within the next year or two.
I mean,
because it took them a year to make their Ally X. And then I think that they'll have the Ally 2 within the next year or two.
Yeah, I'd say so. Because, you know, it obviously didn't take them long, as you said, to make the Ally X, so...
Yeah.
And then the original Ally was probably only made for like 2 years to a year to make the actual Ally.
Yeah, it didn't take very long at all. Because they released in 2023.
Yeah, and then a year later, they released the X. So. Yeah. Which was like a year exactly, or was it a little under...
It was a year almost exact. Like, they released it almost a year to date.
June.
Because the first one released in June 13th, and I think the second one released, like, June 14th or something. Like, it was almost to the day a year later.
Yeah.
And we have our podcast mascot here, Zelda, the cat.
She's trying to get out.
We'll have to wait. But that's all we have, right?
I have a lot more.
Oh, do you?
Surprisingly. But I'm not going to read all of it. Probably episodes probably already. So. But, you know, back when the, you know, Steam Deck OLED was revealed, Valve mentioned it was looking for a generational leap in performance for potential Steam Deck 2. However, several new handheld rivals, like, you know, the Asus ROG Ally X, MSI Claw, Acer, Nitro, Blaze 7 have entered the fray since then, promoting speculation over whether the Steam Deck 2 could be a fast-tracked. It could be fast-tracked, so, you know, obviously could maybe release sooner.
Right.
And, you know, all the more powerful stuff is coming out with them. Claw, Robot X, etc.
MSI Claw is not even close, like, to the Ally. Like, they look almost identical, but... The Claw, the MSI Claw is using Intel instead of AMD.
Intel, huh?
It's washed.
As good as
washed. Is what
no
it is.
Offense to you, Intel users.
Yes, offense. You're washed.
Oh, Ashton, he's going for violence. But as here, it seemed like that Valve Valve remains committed to its original development plans for Steam Deck 2, though. As per a recent reviews.org interview with Steam Deck designer Lawrence Yang. We talked about another Yang guy not too long ago.
I remember. I guess it's pretty common.
I guess it's a common last name. But, Valve eschews yearly hardware revisions for the Steam Deck in favor of a proper Steam Deck 2 down the line. When asked about the annual PC refresh, like the Asus ROG Ally X, Yang disputed the strategy, stating that Valve is not interested in the yearly candidate. So they're not really worried about like
a year refresh or anything like that.
Yeah.
They're just worried on the next sequel, which they already had a refresh with the OLED Steam Deck, but like they're not going to make another one, which I understand. Like, have one refresh and then have a sequel. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They just have a new generation after you have a refresh.
Yeah, basically. This year, because it's not really fair to customers for an better product every year. So they want, you know, the customers, obviously, they're thinking about customers.
Right, right.
They don't want to just do yearly, yearly.
Yeah, I mean, Valve, they're for the people. You can tell, like, they care about their fan base.
Especially with all the games.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have good games.
Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
Portal. A whole bunch of good games. Just from Valve themselves. And then you have the other game.
Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah, it's here. The original plan for the Steam Deck 2's development, you know, confirming that Valve is indeed waiting for a generational leap to compute without any compromises to battery life. The latter focuses refreshing as battery life just important performance for a handheld. So, they're working on also the battery life in general.
Yes. Yeah, that makes sense, though.
Because, you know, the battery life, say, example, the ROG Ally.
Washed.
And the ROG Ally X, what was it?
It's double the battery life.
Yeah, so that would be, like, the...
Well, it depends what you're running. Like, 2K?
Yeah, I mean, that's, like, on, like, max everything.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you put it down and...
Right.
And it'll, like,
it'll be long. It'll take longer. Like, if you're running like a low end game, like a 2D platformer or something, then it'll obviously last several hours.
Yeah, but I got a little quote here. We really do want to wait for a generational view without sacrificing, but I literally.
Yeah.
But, we're excited about it and we're working on it. As for this generational leap, and portable chipset performance occurs, anyone guess, could happen sooner rather than later. I'm looking at a whole other, like, 2 years old. PC hardware enthusiasts currently have their sights set on AMD. Up upcoming Z2 Extreme chipset, where performance is expected, obviously. Because, you know, AMD.
Right. Like, the Z1 Extreme, that's what's in the Ally. Well, there's the Z1, and then there's the Z1 Extreme.
Yeah.
But the Z2 would obviously be better than the Z1. Should be, anyway.
If it's not.
Unless you're Intel.
But, yeah. You know, AMD also implied that battery life is a big focus for the, you know, Z2 Extreme, which lines up with Valve's ideology for the Steam Deck 2. It wouldn't, you know, come as much surprise if AMD and Valve currently are working on, you know, a bespoke version of the Z2 Extreme for the Steam Deck 2, which, you know, like the Steam Deck's custom RDNA2 derived SoC. So, yep. 2 could be Deck 2. Funny.
D2 and Steam Deck 2. And it could also be in the RGLI 2.
Actually, I feel like it
I'm sure it will be.
As you know, we have Z1 Extreme and Z1, so...
Yeah, so why would they not stick with the same chip family?
Yeah. I think they should.
But they go to Intel, they're trash. I'm like, gosh. I'm not getting it.
I'm giving you my money. How do I get in the Rogue Ally X?
Yeah, I want to get it eventually.
Well, whenever I was going to get the Rogue Ally, I thought about getting it, but I was like, I want it now.
Right.
I want to play
too. Well, you could... I mean... The ROG Ally X is $800.
Yeah.
So you could save some and then even trade in your current Ally if you wanted to. I'm going to keep my original and then get the X. Yeah. All right, guys. That's all the topics we have. I appreciate you guys for listening. Follow our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our Discord for our podcast. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, buy our merch on Redbubble. You know what? Just stick with TeePublic. Just buy our merch on TeePublic.
Yep, because we only focus on TeePublic now because that's where all our designs are.
Yeah, so just go to TeePublic.
The only thing you can't get
is Beanie.
Beanie. That's on Beast of Print.
Yeah.
Because it's stitched.
Which Beast of Print, we have to design it for you.
Yeah,
we
so
can
stick with TeePublic, and
if you want custom merch, like we've said, join our Discord, DM us on Instagram or Discord. If you want a beanie or anything that TeePublic does not, Roland District, that doesn't offer. Do you have anything else?
Yeah, we're almost at 600,000 total downloads.
That's a great milestone.
Closer to a million,
guys. You realize that this podcast is only a year and 4 months.
I know, $600,000. It doesn't sound like that much.
In a year and 4 months, though.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. But if you think about it.
A lot
of people would think like YouTube video.
Right, right. That's not, it's not how podcasts work. Like, they're not the same.
It's not the same at all.
But like a lot of podcasts, they're lucky to get 100 views their entire life. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're in the top 25% of podcasts. Like,
yeah.
Only 25% of podcasts actually do good.
Yeah.
And
we're really lucky you know, be in the situation that we are.
And we're very grateful that you guys listen to us every single day.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, we average a week over 21,000 of you guys listen to it weekly.
Thank you.
Like, it's insane to me. How much we've
imagine
this past.
Like just what it'd be in a year, what a year from now, you know what I mean? We appreciate you guys.
We really do.
Much.
Obviously, we're gonna focus one day at a time.
Yeah,
thing. Like this podcast, you know, means the world to it.
Oh, definitely. We enjoy doing it. You know, two brothers. You know, we obviously love gaming.
Yeah,
love talking about it, and we love letting you guys know gaming news.
Yeah.
You know, enjoy doing it. We enjoy getting the research. We don't enjoy doing notes. We complain about that. Like, we hate, you know,
notes is
research.
It's the only boring part. Difficult, but
what I would rather do is just go ahead and just talk about the topics instead of researching the topic. You know what I mean? Like, I like looking for topics, but I don't like researching the topics.
Yeah. But it's also cool because, you know, we get sponsors and stuff now.
Yeah.
It's grateful for.
Actually starting in a few days. I just shout them out. You know, it's Uncommon Goods. We appreciate you for reaching out to us.
Yeah, so it's crazy though, because like two games has gotten sponsored.
Yeah, Unknown Nine Awakening. You guys go check them out. And Marvel Strike Force, which is an iOS or mobile game. It's on Android too. But
yeah, which is crazy to me that, you know, we're getting sponsored stuff and all that.
Yeah, awesome.
It is.
YouTube is such a grind though. Like, you know, you've been a YouTuber for years.
Yeah.
And then we've done this podcast for a little over a year, and you've went so much further with this podcast than you have your YouTube channel. YouTube is such a grind. I only got 40 subs on my YouTube, and that's great because a year ago I had like 9.
Yeah.
It was just such a grind, man.
It is ridiculous.
It's a year.
How much of a grind?
You have so many years.
People unsub for no reason. Like, I would have, like, probably 600.
I think it counts, like, if they delete their account or anything. Like,
maybe.
It,
if I was bitten.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I would have, like, over 600 subs probably if people didn't unsub. It took me forever to get to 500 because people unsubbed back. You know? is a sucky grind, but you know,
it is such a grind, man. This podcast is so much easier.
I haven't posted on YouTube in like almost 2 months. Cause, you know,
I haven't in like 4 months. I need to, but I just, between podcasts, I mean, I got so many podcasts, and then
work.
I hate work. But, yeah, hopefully that's it. But, we appreciate you guys. And, I don't know if we mentioned it a whole lot, but if you're into sports and gaming like we are, we do have a new sports podcast. So, go check that out if you want. Yep. But other than that, we'll catch you in the next episode.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.